Thailand led the region into the financial crisis of 1997, when fears about the banks and foreign debt led to a collapse of the baht. Dozens of Asian financial companies shut down and many banks merged with others or sold large stakes to foreign investors. Tharen Nimmanahaminda became Thailand's finance minister during the crisis.
In 1997, when we had certain part of Asia being affected by systemic problems in the financial system, we undertook a lot of reform measures which have made the Asian financial institutions relatively strong. So you can probably broadly say that there is not much of a problem of the asset side in the Asian banking system.
While most banks in Asia are relatively sturdy, the global financial crisis is hurting other industries in the region. Most economies in the region are heavily dependent on export income and have been hard hit by the slump in the United States and Europe, which has cut export sales. The Thai economy is forecast to contract by as much as 4% this year, leaving as many as 2 million unemployed. Tharen says ultimately Asian governments will need to look at export markets for economic revival.
The governments in Asia have started a lot of fiscal stimulus measures. I mean, practically every country has gone through that exercise. But meanwhile, you can only do so much for so long. In the end, you still need to go back to international trade and international services flows as the way out for the affected Asian economies.
Tharen endorses reform measures in the United States set out by Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner. The U.S. plan includes setting up public-private investments to soak up as much as $1 trillion in troubled loans and securities.
As a matter of principle, there is no other choice if you want a credit system to function properly. Government intervention in the areas of trying to somehow do something with the bad asset is necessary. And the way the American plan, as has been detailed out by the Geithner plan, I think it's quite proper.
He also says plans by the G20 to revive the global financial system are moving in the right direction. But Tharen also calls on the major industrial countries to ensure continued support to developing economies because they are unable to maintain large stimulus packages like those in the industrial world. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok.